This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:06, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. This week, we've got a couple of good guests here today. Mindy Melton is here from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center. She's got a couple of blood drives that we'll be promoting momentarily. We also have Zach Weigel, Leslie Pollard, and Renee Laughlin here. They are promoting a Be the Match bone marrow registry that will be coming up fairly quickly. So stay tuned for that. Until then, we'll see you on the backside of this break. Hold on.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we know that the most valuable thing we possess cannot be seen or touched. It's your goodwill toward us. Our life's work and service to this community stands as a testament to the level of care we provide and to the honor and respect we show to each family we serve. One simple phone call to Plummer Funeral Home and we'll be standing by your side, helping you through your most difficult hours. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home. Your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott here with you, our guest this week, Mindy Melton from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center. We also have Zach Weigel, Leslie Pollard, and Renee Laughlin here as well. Mindy, let's start with you here real quickly here. You've got a couple of blood drives coming up.
We do. Today we are at the Elks Lodge in Carlinville from noon to 6. And that drive there is always the first Wednesday of every odd month. And then next Wednesday, we're going to be at the Hillsboro Moose Lodge from noon to 6. And that drive is sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church.
And of course, real quickly here, you had a blood drive and a bone marrow match, which is why Zach, Leslie, and Renee are here. This is called Radio Segue into one segment to the other. That went well for Hoop for Hunter and Keep the Faith.
We did. We had, for Faith and Hunter, we had a blood drive to help support their blood needs, because I know they're both receiving blood transfusions. And we also did a bone marrow registry. I think we ended up with 84 donors through the door for blood, 72 pints or 74 pints of blood. I could be wrong. And then we had over 50 people on the bone marrow registry. So it was a really great day. We do have another drive coming up at the First Baptist Church in Litchfield, and it's going to be sponsored by the Montgomery County Cancer Association, and that's going to be on June 7th. So it's another Saturday from 9 to 2. We're going to be there, and we're not doing bone marrow that day, but we are doing blood.
And of course, anyone seeking more information or a schedule of blood drives, give us the website.
They can check our website. It's www.cicbc.org, or they can call the direct line at the Blood Center, which is 217-241-7550.
All right, Mindy, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for stopping by, and don't forget blood drive today at the Elks in Carlinville, and then if you miss that one, next Wednesday at the Moose. So,
yes, thank you.
Mindy, thank you again, and let's continue right along. We've got Zach Weigel, Leslie Pollard, and Renee Laughlin here, and they are doing a bone marrow registry that is coming up in a couple, well, not a couple weeks, we've got a month away. But Zach, this is a kind of a not an out of the box thinking, but this is another great idea.
Yeah, it's something that as a Stamp Out Cancer team and some of my other friends, when we got together, it's when it came to Faith, the story of her touched everyone in our area. And while we did see, you know, that she does have a donor, we're looking to expand that, because I didn't really know much about, like, when it came to blood cancer and things that go along with it, until people I know that were affected by it. So looked into it, and there's actually a very big need for it in this area. And there's a lot of myths and a lot of misconceptions when it comes to it. So we're looking for, a unique way to try to get people on the bone marrow registry.
And, of course, the registry, that's a simple, basically, it's like a swab test, isn't it, basically?
You. This is how easy it is. When you walk into the Moose that day, which is on June 14th, you get a swab. They swab the inside of your mouth. You fill out some paperwork, and that's it. That's how easy it is to get on the bone marrow donor registry list. And you have to be between the ages of 18 and 44. Now, that isn't always the case if you have someone in your family that is affected by it. You can be a little bit older and be a donor. But for that day specifically, yes, between the ages of 18 and 44.
Is there any requirements that would not allow a person to get tested?
Yes, there is. I mean, they have to make sure. Well, one, you're not getting tested that day. You're just getting swabbed.
I mean, to be a part of the registry to get swabbed.
To get swabbed. Well, I don't think to get swabbed, but when it comes to actually being on the donor registry, yes, there are specifications. There's actually like a weight limit. I don't have like the depends on like what your height is and stuff. Mm-hmm. But that day, just to be on there, no, there's just between the ages of 18 and 44, because they're not doing any extensive testing. It's just a swab of the inside of your mouth. Leslie, so even if you're not feeling that well that day, you might later on when you get the call.
Leslie, how'd you become a part of this?
Well, I'm just a part of it because I'm part of the Stamp Out Cancer team. Zach called me one day and said, hey, I have this great idea. We're going to do a bone marrow drive. And I said, another event? We don't have time for this. And he said, no. Listen, it's very easy. And, you know, he said there's a lot of misconceptions, which I, you know, thought, well, who wants to be on the, you know, who wants to do this? Because it hurts. It's painful. They have to take bone out of your skin, you know. And he and he said, no. It's just a swab. So he quickly won us over and the rest of our team. And I said, yeah, let's do it.
And this is all part of you talk about cancer research. This is another, niche in that armor, because there's a lot of attention towards that, especially here in Montgomery County. And the more awareness that you have, whether it's bone marrow, whether it's cancer research, cancer association, or whatever, the better off we'll be.
Yeah, but this is also your chance to be a true hero. I mean, an absolute hero, because if you do get the call, now the odds of you actually giving this happening are 540-1 for you to actually ever go through with being a donor. Now, there's a 1 in 300 chance that you'll be a best possible match, but from there you have to go through extensive testing. There's actually a 1 in 40 chance you'll get called just for additional testing. But from there, 8% even go on from after that. But if you end up being a match, if you end up being healthy, you absolutely save that person's life. And I don't see anything more noble, more grand that you can do in your life, saying that you saved someone's life and all it caused you was just a little amount of discomfort. And I'm sorry, if a little amount of discomfort bothers you on saving someone's life, then well, I don't know what to say to you then.
Then don't get swabbed. Then it's not for you. You know what I mean? Yeah, if you're really scared about taking that chance, then, you know, then maybe it's not for you, but it can't hurt.
Renee, you got some?
No, I think it's totally right. Just go get a swab and it's just easy. And if you happen to be the match and you decide not to do it, then that's up to you. But why not take that chance and see if you could be? I mean, it could be a little bit of blood testing or a little bit of blood you give them that, you know, just kind of withdrawing blood out of you. And that doesn't really hurt that bad.
Yeah, and there's two different kinds of donation when it comes to it. If you do get the call, and it's called the PBSC donation, and that is just blood work. It's almost like giving platelets of blood, and you may be uncomfortable for, I don't know, you'll be back in your normal routine after a day. You might miss a day of work, but once again, you save someone's life. But still, it's just a minor uncomfort. You do take some drugs 5 days up to it, leading up to it, which I do want to say this is all paid for. Everything is free. You don't pay to be on this registry. You don't pay to get these testing done. It is all paid for by Be The Match. But if you have to do the actual marrow donation, you'll be put under. You'll have anesthesia. You'll have some soreness in your lower back for maybe like a week or so. But you'll be back to your normal routine in 2 to 7 days. Now, that's typically a little bit more intensive, but you'll be put under. You may just be a little bit sore. And once again, you save someone's life.
Let's talk about the 14th. If they come into the lodge to be a part of this registry or to be put on this registry, what is this going to look like?
We're calling it, somewhat calling it swabbing a dog. Everyone that shows up that day that gets put on the registry, we're going to feed you. You're going to get a hot dog meal, but not just like any other hot dog meal. Think of a gourmet hot dog. We're going to have a variety of different toppings. Think of like mac and cheese on top of your hot dog and any other random concoctions you can think of. That's what you're going to get just for showing up. Now, if you'd like to show up and just eat, like if you're out of the age range or if you're already on the registry, you can show up and purchase that, because we are going to be raising money for the Be The Match Foundation. They are a nonprofit organization. They do pay for all of this. And it costs $100 for each person to get put on the registry. And our goal that day is to get 250 people signed up. I know it's crazy, but as when it comes with Leslie, she always aims ridiculously high, and we seem to make it. So I have no doubt in my mind that we can make the 250 people on the registry that day.
She does have that problem of raising the bar a little bit high.
What do I always tell them?
Crazy.
What do I always tell you when we're giving out numbers.
Giving out numbers?
Or whatever.
Go big or go home.
Yeah, go home.
Big or go home.
So, I mean, and this is a tremendous aspect. And Be the Match, tell us a little bit. I mean, this is a fairly new organization. Tell us a little bit about
them. They're in charge of the National Registry. The federal government put them in charge of the National Registry to get people on this. And they're the ones that do all the testing. That's why it costs $100 a person. Not only to put on there, they have to do the testing of each and every swab that's on there. And they have to make the contacts to people. They have to help pay for, you know, everything that goes on from when you are the match to actually giving a marrow and saving someone's life. They're a wonderful organization. I've just been talking with Amy from, she's out of Alton. I mean, they have locations all over the United States, but they're just as excited as we are. And what we just want to do is try to get any way to get people to show up that day. It should be just enough to say, hey, I just want to show up on my own, but we're looking for other ways to get people excited to go there, and we're hoping to get maybe some small prizes that you could be in the drawing for that day as well. Just another reason to show up and think when you wake up that day, hey, I should run by the Moose, because it's only going to take you a matter of minutes when you come by.
And, of course, you were a part of an interesting fad that's been going around social media, the Cold Water Challenge. And that was raised additional money for this cause.
Me, Donnie Downs, John Gibb, and Pavel Slepica, they drug me out there against my will. And yes, all of them wanted to make their donation to the Be the Match registry drive mm-hmm. that we're putting on. And I just looked at it as another way to get the word out there. I mean, I'll jump through a blizzard and whatever has to be done to get people to show up that day. Getting cold that means nothing, but getting people to show up that day, that means everything.
Well, you picked a nice day to jump in the lake, though. It was 75 degrees when you did it, I believe. Wasn't?
No, it was freezing.
It was?
Yes, okay. It was beyond freezing.
Okay.
Ask Donnie. Someone was out there was screaming, and it might have been me, but I'm not laying claim to it.
Okay, I'll let that go. But this is a tremendous idea, and this is just, with all the things that you've done, especially in the Hillsborough area with Stamp Out Cancer and now this is just tremendous, Zach.
It's a one-time, I mean, it's not something that we're going to do every year, because once you're on the registry, you're on there. Mm-hmm. And we just looked at this as, hey, you know, right now there's a need for this in this area. And yeah, with Faith put it on the map, and knowing that, hey, this is something we need to look into, because it is something that affects us. It affects people that we know, and it's something that I looked as our group that we can do. I mean, we are very capable of putting this on, along with the other events, and it's just something that I don't know. I just think that it was the right time and to get it done.
You mentioned not every year. Is this something like maybe every other year, every 5 years?
I plan on keeping in contact with Amy from Be the Match and just say, hey, you know, like, do you think it's a maybe it might be every few years. Because right now, a lot of the times when you get a match, when you do have a bloodborne cancer, mm-hmm. it will come from a family member. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they're a match. But 70% of the patients needing the marrow transplant do not have a matching donor in the family. 70%. Because someone, every 4 minutes, someone gets leukemia or some form of bloodborne cancer every 4 minutes. So there's around 12,000 patients per year that do not have anyone to give them that. So the more people you get on the registry, the better chance, you know, you're basically just making the gene pool even bigger, right. And a better chance that someone that has this can have their life saved.
And that's surprising me, that someone that is in need of a bone marrow transplant inside the immediate family, or the chance of a match even within the family or the immediate family, is slim to none. That's incredible to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, but it is. That's your best chance to find someone.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But that's even more of a reason, I think, to show up on June the 14th and just do your part.
Another way to say how this works in a positive way, look at Robin Roberts on Good Morning America. She had a bone marrow. She had the life-threatening disease, had the bone marrow transplant, which I believe came from her sister, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. And now she's back on the job, living life almost back to normal. So, I mean... Mm-hmm. There is that chance, and there is that opportunity.
I was talking to someone the other day. They said a child was saved by someone that flew in from France, because they were a match, and they flew in to save that child's life.
Wow,
Yeah, it's
that's,
a long
flight.
It's a very long flight, but I mean, would you go across the globe if you know you saved someone's life? I mean,
absolutely.
Why not?
Tell us again the dates and the times for this bone marrow registry.
Go ahead.
June 14th at the Moose Lodge. And the time, Zach?
I think we're shooting it from like 9 to 4. I want to leave a big window. But you'll have all day to be able to purchase, you know, something to eat or just show up and donate and get something to eat. And I think we're looking at about around 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Most part. But you can always follow us on Facebook, this our Stamp Out Cancer webpage, and also or our Stamp Out Cancer Facebook page, and also www.mccaweb.com/stampoutcancer has information on there as well.
We've got a couple of minutes left on the program. You guys made some major headlines. Stamp Out Cancer, $70,000 this year. What's up this coming year with Stamp Out Cancer? Or is it too early to say?
Go ahead, Leslie.
Uh-oh.
It's a little early to say. I mean, we're taking
You've set the bar pretty high.
Hiatus. I think it was 80,000, wasn't it?
40? No, it's 70,000.
Oh, 70.
Yeah.
See? It's 150,000.
See, there's so many numbers, but we raised so much money that it's all a big blur in my head. No, we're on a hiatus right now because you know, after the event we like to take a big break, and we actually met a few weeks ago and said, "Okay, we need to start thinking about dancers." And I have a couple in mind. We haven't done any formal asks. So anybody out there who you think you can raise bunch of money, we'll take you.
And we're gonna have a poker tournament coming up this summer,
July 26th.
We're hoping. I still have to get that. Yeah, I still have to get that confirmed in there. And also, we're gonna have our Zombie 5K will be coming back as well.
And that was a big success, the Zombie 5K. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. We had a lot of fun.
Then what other part are you on? Your 2000 and Beyond committee. What's going on with them?
Well, we'll be in next week.
We got the summer concert.
Summer concert series is going to be rocking this year.
Absolutely.
So anybody interested in learning more about that, please tune in next Wednesday.
Absolutely. So
I'm just going to give a shout out real quick to my students listening in at Cornerstone Academy. You better be following the expectations of Miss Pontius and Mrs. Beck. Thank you.
They actually let you out to come here.
That's
incredible.
We did a field trip here, my students and I, and so now they know how radio works, and they're listening in right now in front of the classroom. So
basically, we're all just clones.
Yeah, I know.
We're not here. We just
whoever clones you, I want to just smack. I don't know.
Take a number. Take a number. But anyway, no, this bone marrow drive, the registry drive, outstanding work, Zach, and it takes a team effort.
Absolutely.
And I know you had a lot of people behind this, and the cooperation with the lodge, and that it all came together nicely.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, and I have to thank the Hillsboro Moose Lodge as well for once again, you know, giving the space up and letting us use it for many good causes.
And it just seems like everything is coming together. Leslie, while we're here, what's going on with the chamber?
Oh, we're moving and a shaking. You know my motto at the chamber office.
Well, the next chamber dinner, just use that as your theme. Moving and a shaking.
We'll have to get that for a board vote and see what they think about that.
I'll make the motion.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, there's a spot on the board. You can take it. The chamber, yeah. During the wintertime, it's really slow at the chamber office, but as soon as spring hits, we start moving pretty quickly. We're, you know, we got summer concerts, various pork patty sales. We have the chamber's taken over the 4th of July biathlon this year, which was put on by the 4th of July committee for many, many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
It took a hiatus last year, but we're back. It's the 25th year. It's one of Hillsboro's premier events because it brings in amateurs and pro racers from all over the state. So we're real excited about that. We are also doing the entertainment for 4th of July this year with the fireworks. And it will be Old Salt Union. Zach and I are real excited about bringing them back. Yes. They were a huge hit last year, and unfortunately it rained, so we didn't get to have them play outside on the big stage. But we're bringing them back. They've really hit it big. We're really lucky to get them here, so we're real excited about that.
Now, with the fourth, are they going to be performing on the 4th of July stage or Bluegrass stage?
The 4th of July, 4th of July Pavilion. Yeah, they'll be out there, stage, pavilion, whatever. Okay. Yeah, but so we're real excited about that. We have a golf outing coming up probably in the fall, you know, our chamber dinner, and you know, we've got just lots of stuff going on.
And of course, you mentioned entertainment for the 4th of July. That's got to be kind of tricky sometimes, isn't it? To schedule events for something that big.
Well, we are just doing the biathlon and the live entertainment. The 4th of July committee is still going to, you know, oversee the pageants and the vendors and the, you know, they have like kid contests and that kind of thing. It's not too bad. You know, I knew who I wanted to schedule there. You know, Zach and I, you know, we're music lovers, so we have a pretty good idea of who we want. And we just usually go after them. So if you go after them hard enough, you can usually rope them in. So it's not too bad.
What she's saying is Leslie gets to do the fun parts.
Yeah. Well, you've had success on this. Old Salt Union is a great band. You've had the Boat Drunks playing there. That's a hard band to get. I mean, you've had a fair share of success of bringing great musical acts into Hillsboro. The Rolling Stones cover band last year at the Stamp Out Cancer was a prime example.
Yeah, and you know that's my passion. Music is my passion. I don't have any musical talent, but I love live music. I love attending live shows.
I would say promoting's your passion.
Yeah, I'm really good promoting and marketing and that kind of thing. I was a concert director down in Carbondale, so I have a little bit of experience. I still have a few connections out there, so I just love live music, so I'll do whatever it takes to bring that to our community. And like I said, you know, Zach and I both have pretty much the same taste in music. We might clash a little bit, but so, you know, we think, oh, remember this band from when we were in college, or let's see if we can get them. And money talks. So if you've got the cash, if you can come up with it, you can usually get them here.
I don't know what she's saying. I play a mean triangle, so
I can play a tambourine. So maybe we can do our own band.
I thought it was cowbell.
Oh no! I'm terrible at that. I get booed off stage.
Look for us to be an opener this summer.
Wow, that's gonna do it for the Wednesday. I can't top that now.
Next Wednesday. Oh yeah,
yeah. You guys will be back next Wednesday to promote the summer concert series
with cowbells on.
With cowbells, great. And looking at the entertainment, just a teaser. It's going to be great as usual. So the campground area is going to be the place to be this summer. Throughout the, especially the first Friday of the,
yep,
of the month.
First Friday of the month, June through September. We've actually extended the concerts this year, so you're getting an extra hour of entertainment. Six
you mean
to nine.
The error on the billboard for July 4th, the error?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, anybody that's confused out there, you know, you'll see five concerts instead of four because of that extra 4th of July concert.
Talking about you,
but
Mr.
Yeah,
Ott.
Yeah. So everybody out there will get an extra concert two weeks in a row.
I'm just bringing up what I saw. That's all I'm saying. Zach, Leslie, Renee, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming in and talking with us about the Bone Marrow Registry.
June 14th.
Coming up June 14th at the Moose Lodge. And, of course, we'd like to thank Mindy Melton for coming in as well. Don't forget, they've got their blood drives as well, and you can visit their website as well. That's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Our guest this week, once again, was Zach Weigel, Leslie Pollard, and Renee Lachlan for the Be the Match Bone Marrow Registry Drive that will take place in June in Hillsboro. And we also like to thank Mindy Melton from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center as well. Until then, we'll talk to you next week. So long.